My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of A Marketing School. I'm your host, Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to be talking about if you really need a blog or not. So Neil, why in the world would you need a blog in today's age when there's so much video going on, people are talking about text fading away? Why in the world would you need a blog?
Sure, you know it as well as I do. Blogging is one of the best ways to get free visitors to your website. Not using ads, just organically getting a ton of traffic. Think about Wikipedia. Wikipedia has articles on everything under the moon, and because of that, they rank for a ton of long-tail keywords. The same can happen with your business. If you create a blog, you write really educational content. Heck, even if you don't have a business, if you write a blog and you start writing information about your space, if you're an expert in marketing, if you just crank out marketing articles, this will help you generate more leads. And these leads can eventually convert into paying customers.
And here's the thing. With blogging, you don't necessarily need to just write text all the time. You can vlog, you can do audio at the same time, you can repurpose your content. There's a lot of different ways to skin a cat, but the idea is that you have a medium out there and you're providing value to people. And I'm going to give you an example right here. The Points Guy, Neil and I talk about the Points Guy a lot, or the TPG is his name for short. But he has a blog where he just talks about how you can get discounts off credit cards, or how you can get credit card deals or travel discounts as well. He even has a YouTube channel too. And he makes a ton of money just helping people with that type of content. So it can be, you can have an affiliate blog like what he has, or you can start your own blog and build your brand. But you need to have some type of home base to build off of first. It doesn't necessarily need to be text.
And with the blog, if you're in the B2B arena, like I've been in the B2B arena for most of my life, it drives a shit ton of leads. So with KissMetrics, we get over 1 million visitors a month to the blog. Even though I no longer work there, I look at the stats and all the analytics. The blog itself can generate over 10,000 leads for the business. Now, if they had to pay for that traffic and buy those leads, you're probably talking a few hundred thousand a month to $1 million a month in paid advertising. That's how effective it is. Plus, it's a platform you control. Most people don't realize this, but with Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, what you get to do is purely based on how they decide their algorithm should be. So with Facebook, they announced recently that, hey, fan pages aren't going to get as much reach. Well, that kind of sucks. And they've been doing this over the years. If you want every one of your fans to see the message you put out, you got to pay for a boost. With a blog, it's on your website, your hosting, your domain name, you control it. You want to tell everyone about something? You can write a blog post about it. You can do an email blast. You get to pick and choose your own journey.
So what are some tactics to starting a successful blog? I guess I can go first around this. So I think one of the most important things when you're doing a blog is you have to have consistency. And you know, we talked about the blog in previous episodes about how a blog is a 12 to 18 month journey. You have to be consistent. If you're going to publish once a week, well, then you have to stay once a week. There's people that will go, okay, they're going to go gung-ho. They're going to go, you know, once every day. And all of a sudden you see them fall off. And it's because they stop staying consistent. And there's a case study that was published recently. This person didn't blog for about 8 months. They stopped blogging for 8 months, and they literally did an infographic about what happened when they stopped blogging. Traffic dropped by about 40%, and you know, what are you going to do when that happens? I mean, that's just showing you that the consistency is important when you're blogging, and it's going to take a long time. Those of you that are impatient, those of you that come from the startup world, and you know, the VCs are expecting you to just dump a bunch of money into paid traffic and just grow things that way, well, Think about it this way. We talk about personal branding. We talk about building things for the long term. Once you stop pouring money into paid advertising, well, that's it. The faucet is off. But if you keep the blog going consistently over time, you're going to get that compounding interest that we all love, and you're going to be able to continue to see that snowball.
I actually have a similar case study on my own blog, QuickSprout, in which I stopped blogging for a month. My traffic dropped. It took me 3 months to recover the traffic I lost and get back to the same exact position I was before I stopped blogging consistently. So as Eric mentioned, consistency is really important. The other thing that I learned from blogging, if you have a corporate blog or a personal blog, it doesn't matter if multiple people are blogging or just one person. With the corporate blog, it's easier if it's multiple people. With the personal one, ideally it should be just you as a main person, and you can have other people guest blogging or contributing if you don't have enough time. And when you're writing this content, try to do it in a conversational tone. Use the words you and I within your post. For example, my introduction could be, wouldn't you love more traffic? Well, who wouldn't? If you want more search traffic, or if you want more traffic, one of the best ways to grow is through SEO. Here are 7 SEO tactics that I've leveraged and I found to be effective for any business type. That's an example of using the words you and I within your blog post to make it conversational. By doing that, people can relate more towards you, and it'll help you convert more of those visitors into leads when you're ready to do that later down the road.
Here's one more thing you need to pay attention to when you are starting a blog. You know, David Ogilvy said that when you write a headline and you're spending, let's say you're spending a dollar, for example, the headline is basically 80 cents on the dollar already. So your headline makes a massive impact because it's the first thing that people see. It's what they're going to click on. It's what drives traffic at the end of the day. So you need to know how to write great headlines. And a good way to go about that, you know, Copy Blogger has a really good post on how to write magnetic headlines. I know Neil probably has some stuff on his blog as well in terms of writing these great headlines. And you know, you go to Copy Blogger, look at the types of headlines that they're writing. And also, if you go to YouTube, save the videos that really enticed you, that got you to click, because the YouTubers are really great at writing searchable headlines that get people to click. And yeah, I mean, it's really important. Writing great headlines is almost an art in itself, and it's hard to find people that really understand how to really tap into the psychology of a person and get them to click. Neil?
They also say 8 out of 10 people read your headline, but only 2 out of 10 will click through and read the rest of your posts. That just shows no matter how good your content is, if your headline sucks, no one will read it. And I've tested this out. Now, I'm not saying that you should just go create really clickbaity headlines and have shit content. Your headline has to match the content you're creating. In addition to that, if you're blogging, think about what's your long-term goal. If your long-term goal is to brand yourself as an entrepreneur, well, make sure your content is relevant to that space of entrepreneurship, lessons learned, mistakes, hacks, increasing productivity as an entrepreneur, fundraising, etc. With Kissmetrics, we found that we're selling analytics to companies that want to improve the lifetime value of their customer. But we found that our best customer were e-commerce sites. E-commerce sites and e-commerce related blog posts didn't drive a ton of traffic, but it drove the most customers. Instead though, because I'm a traffic whore, I was writing articles or telling people to write articles that would generate the most traffic in the marketing space. Because we're like, I know, what do you expect? But I was telling people to write marketing related articles because we're in the marketing space. Our solution helps anyone who's interested in marketing. That was a big mistake. If we focused just on e-commerce articles, yeah, we would have had only 1/4 the traffic, but we probably would have had double to triple the amount of customers.
It's a good one. Focus. Now, I'm going to end up on my side talking about repurposing your content. You know, one mistake we've made in the past couple of years is we're spending all this money producing all this great content. It's long form. You might spend a couple hundred, or sometimes if you're in Neil's case, you're spending a couple $1,000, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 for a piece of content. But okay, you've written a piece of content. What about breaking it down, or what about, you know, making it into an audio version, and maybe also even breaking it down through YouTube and walking through screencasts and things like that? You already have the ideas there. You look at the things that are performing really well and you can repurpose them because you're trying to drive extra mileage from the content that you're producing. And that way you're really getting the maximum ROI, especially if you have something that's driven a ton of traffic. Well, that's a signal to you. If it's really engaging, you're driving a lot of email signups or any type of signups, well, go ahead and repurpose and see how it does. Try it on the different platforms. And you know, that's been working out well for us. And it takes a lot of the thinking and the initial thinking from creating something out, because you're basically just recreating something that's already been done. And it's not like you're going to offend people or anything. I mean, you're just trying to tap into a different audience.
Also, keep this in mind. What space are you in? If you're looking to just brand yourself so that way you can get better jobs, great, create a personal blog. If you're in the B2C space, it's less important to have a blog compared to if you're in the B2B space. B2B space, blogging will be your main channel for acquiring customers. Just look at HubSpot, Marketo, examples of companies who have done really well. HubSpot's worth over $1 billion, and their leads and their sales are all mainly driven through inbound marketing, mainly blogging. So if you're in the B2B space, it's a must-have. B2C space, not as much so. Just make sure whatever content you produce, you do it consistently, high quality. Don't worry about monetization at the beginning. If you don't know how to write or blog, no worries. You can go to jobs.problogger.net, post a job posting looking for a good blogger. You can find a ton of people who'll be willing to do it for $100, $50, $200 max. Try not to pay more than $200 for a blog post. And once you have all this content, focus on promotion as well. Too many people focus on the headline, the content, and then they stop there. You can have the best content in the world, but if no one reads it, it's useless. So focus on promotion. Go to ahrefs.com, put in links to competing articles, hit up all those sites that link to those articles, and then email them saying, hey, notice you link out to Eric's article on Single Grain about marketing. Why not also link out to mine at neilpatel.com? I cover A, B, and C that he doesn't cover. Another thing that I do is I use buzzsumo.com. I look at all the popular articles in my industry, and they have this little feature called View Shares. You click on it, it shows you who shared that article on Twitter and other social networks like that. So then I'll go through that list, hit up all those people on Twitter, see if I can find their email address by Googling, and email them. I said, hey, notice that you shared this article called A, B, and C by author Eric Sue. And I have a similar article coming out. Let me know if you're interested in seeing it. A lot of times they'll be saying, yeah, sure, would love to. Then I respond back with, here it is. Feel free to share it if you like it. Cheers, Neil. It's as simple as that. But if you just do simple promotion stuff, your content will go way further. If you don't, your content's not going to do well.
That's absolutely true. A lot of people think, you know, especially developers in some case, no knock on your developers, but you think, you know, when you're writing something or if you're creating something that, you know, you build it and they're going to come. And I remember talking to Derek Halpern on my podcast, and you can Google Derek Halpern, Growth Everywhere. And he's somebody that's driven well over 40 million page views on one of his sites in a year. And he says, you know, if you're first starting out, 20% of your time should be spent on creating a piece of content. The other 80% should be focused on the promotional aspect, because nobody knows who you are. You have to build these. We talk about relationships when it comes to building a brand. You have to build these relationships, and then you're able to slowly push that boulder up and make it become something really big. Now, one final thing I think You know, Neil and I really like looking at numbers. So, you know, HubSpot has great statistics. If you just Google inbound marketing statistics, HubSpot talks about if you do blogging, if you do inbound marketing, well, your cost per lead is going to be significantly lower than running like paid advertising. And also you're going to get more traffic if you're blogging as well. That's obvious, right? As long as you're consistent with it. They have a bunch of different statistics in there, but the benefit is clear. Neil does it a lot. I do it a lot. And we continually produce content because we know it pays dividends down the road. Neil, any final thoughts?
That's pretty much it from my end.
Okay. Great. Well, that's it for this episode. Make sure you subscribe, leave a rating and a review, and we will see you in the next episode of Marketing School.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.